Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this morning, as we so often do now, from the radio studio located in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce building at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Today, I'm really pleased to be joined by a first-time guest. Today, we have Austin Luth, who serves as the general manager of a company that is really growing, has become quite iconic in our community, Big Frig. Austin, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
You know, Chris, thank you very much. First, I got to compliment you on this building. When you say downtown, it is the heart, and it stands out. So thank you for having us, or me.
And you're very welcome. We appreciate you spending part of your Saturday morning with us, and thank you for the kind words about the building. Got to give a shout out to the local folks who were responsible for this. The building was originally constructed in the 1960s, and when Lance Morgan of Ho-Chunk Incorporated was the chair of the board of directors a number of years ago, he decided that the Brady Bunch building, as he called it, it was old, tired, dated, had everything but green shag carpet in the basement, said we have to update this. And Nathan Kelleher with Plan Architecture led the initiative. And Tim Brown did the construction and really made it a glass-looking, iconic, contemporary building and one that we're proud to have in the heart of downtown Sioux City.
It's beautiful. I wouldn't guess it's through the years, so that's awesome.
We appreciate your kind words. It was a building that we looked at, Austin, and said, we really need to reflect the vitality of the Siouxland business community in this building. And the old brown brick structure might have been fantastic in the 1960s, but it just didn't do the job any longer. And so we tried to give it a more contemporary, cosmopolitan look. And I think those folks have delivered. But, you know, this morning, we're going to talk about a relatively new business. It's not a new business by any means. You've been around for a number of years now, but relatively speaking, in a community that has Wells Blue Bunny Ice Cream over 100 years, and Klinger Construction, and Chesterman Bottling, and Subi Honey, and Jolly Time Popcorn, companies that have literally been around for a century. Big Frig is relatively new, and we're going to get to know you and Big Frig over the course of the next half an hour. And let's start here. You're kind of a local guy. You're a Siouxland native. Tell us about where you grew up.
Yeah, northeast Nebraska. So Wakefield, Nebraska is where I was born and raised. January baby, so I can like to say New Year's baby. Wakefield Community Hospital still, you know. First page of the paper was the New Year baby in 1979. You got to love it, you know.
Your birthday is?
January 3rd.
Okay, but you were the first baby of the new year.
Yeah, at the old, not there anymore, that's how old I am, Wakefield Community Hospital. And I don't remember that, but I still remember seeing the Wakefield Republican, the picture in the paper, the front page, and those things. It's a highlight of a small town.
How many siblings?
I have two younger sisters.
Okay. And did you go to Wakefield High School?
Yeah, Wakefield Community Schools, K through 12. I graduated with 27 in my class.
All right. And were you involved in sports, theater, drama?
Everything you could be. So did do speech, did do drama, did do basketball, football, golf, and baseball in the summer. Everybody in Wakefield does baseball, I believe.
Yes. It's a baseball town.
Yeah, capital of Nebraska.
With great baseball facilities.
Absolutely. Controlled by the Volunteers. And that puts a lot of heart out there, you know?
And I think the Wakefield community is pretty proud of that baseball facility.
Absolutely. And they're okay to talk about it
as
well.
As my son, who's now a freshman in college, was growing up, we went to a number of tournaments in Wakefield, and there's a real pride and passion for the sport of baseball in that community.
Yeah, for such a small community to bring out what they show is amazing. And still always great to drive through the park, even though I don't play because I'm old. it's still neat to see kids enjoying what you enjoyed as a child as well. And as part of your how you're brought up and probably what built you as a person you are today.
Yeah, Wakefield has done a really nice job. Did you have a favorite sport in high school?
You know, I would say baseball, basketball, golf, because I still do it today. What was I best at? I want to say baseball, but I went to college to try to play basketball.
Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk about college. You attended Wayne State?
Wayne State. Actually had a drop off in Northeast Community College. My vertical shot up, so I thought I was a superstar. Lo and behold, just wanted to put the work in to get the effort, you know, or get some playing time. And then went back to Wayne State and finished up school there under broadcasting, basically journalism, and the Wayne State communications degree, basically.
So you graduated from Wakefield, went to play baseball at a junior college. What position did you play?
First base and pitcher.
Are you a lefty?
A right-handed. My dad's left-handed, though.
A right-handed first baseman. That's kind of rare, isn't it?
Hopefully it is for like the pro level. Yeah. Handy.
Kind of like a left-field catcher. You don't see him.
Or a shortstop, right?
Yeah, it's odd. But I guess that's the nuance of baseball that a lot of people don't get. It's a very complicated game.
It is. It's fun, though. You can travel the nation and play it well and against different competition. And it's a constant battle. You against something that you have to react to and execute. Score more runs, obviously.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Today, our guest is Austin Luth, who serves as the general manager of Big Frig. And Austin, you studied journalism at Wayne State.
Right on.
And then what was next for you upon graduating from college?
You know, you look at it like how to take those skills that you learn in communication and you try to apply it to business. That was my main goal. So I ran a golf course in Pender, Nebraska, Twin Creeks, 9-hole golf course. And I thought, this is how I'm going to show my business strategy. 100% loved it. Built in with the community. My grandparents lived there. It was amazing. And I love golf because golf is really that relationship building or that storytelling where it all began. Maybe it was from my grandfather in his famous first practice swing. Most people would call it a whiff. He said it was a practice swing. I bought it. I'm the only one to ever see him take a practice swing. But those are those stories that you get from a golf course. And I utilized college to create my business plan. And loved it. Still love it today.
You know, it's a wonderful sport, and I want to take the occasion to give a shout-out to Will Anderson and the Anderson family, your neighbors in Homer, Nebraska.
Oh, man.
Sports Illustrated recognized them at the very end of calendar 2022 as the best new public golf course in the entire nation. So congratulations to Will Anderson and the Anderson family on the land manned golf course. What a great addition to the Siouxland Tri-State region.
Absolutely.
So you're running a golf course. What's next?
So from the golf course, headed down to private golf course land at Yankee Hill, Lincoln, Nebraska. Thought, hey, I got some good skills. Let's take it to the next level. Let's work with the high up and the people that are successful. And I was assistant general manager there, 18-hole golf course, private club. Like I said, it's only a select few that played there. Amazing track, and stayed in Lincoln for 15-plus years.
Wow. Do you play golf competitively?
Ooh, competitively. I like to say yes. I don't play as much as I used to. But I get in these little heaters, about 30 days or 45 days worth, that I play pretty darn good golf again, and then it goes away.
The best handicap you posted?
I think I was like a +2, something
that's
of that nature.
Darn good.
Yeah, I played a lot, though.
Yeah, that's really good golf. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, so married, beautiful wife, Jen, almost forgot her name, just kidding. And we have a wonderful daughter, almost 2 years old, Ella, and take up a lot of my time, which I enjoy, but also get a chance to experience new things, like golf with a child. And the outside, because she really enjoys getting out and being active. And almost too, you know, you got a lot of cool things or developmental things that are just starting to hit, language being one of them. She says dad, and she says more. So that's how we got to keep her fed and keep that going. But she has a great sense of humor, my wife and daughter, which is so awesome. So.
And where do you call home today?
Currently, I live in Lenox, South Dakota, okay. A little baseball town, little 9-hole golf course. Great community. Reminds me a lot of the same aspects that Wakefield had as well. Because you're not raised by just maybe your parents, but by the whole town. And that town takes that passion in certain things, kind of like baseball, sports, the Fighting Orioles of Lenox High School, and how you support those kids in different aspects. And it's neat to see them grow.
Sure. So you're a baseball guy, you're a golf guy, you're in Lincoln, Nebraska for 15 years. What brought you to Big Frig?
I'm going to blame the golf course. Brock Hutchinson started Big Frig late 2015 to 2016 and met some friend along the way. And Josh Jones said, hey, I think I got a guy you got to meet. And his name is Brock Hutchison. Has some different aspects in the Siouxland area, some businesses. But he might want your or need your help in some areas of Big Frig. And I was like, well, let's get to chatting. And Brock and I got on a phone call one day, and we realized right away, like, let's talk again. And within a week later, I chatted with Brock. Let's set up this plan to be a general manager to kind of give him some key direction of Big Frig, because we do so many things awesome and great, and I think we just forgot to celebrate those things.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest today is Austin Luth, the general manager of Big Frig. In the second half of the program, we're going to focus extensively on Big Frig, the company, their growth, and their vision for the future. I'm Chris McGowan. I'm your host today. Austin Luth, our guest, and we'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. I want to thank once again our program sponsor, Chris Bogenried of NAI United. Also want to reintroduce our guest. Austin Luth is the general manager of Big Frig. Austin comes from Northeast Nebraska, a Wayne State graduate, someone who's been passionate about baseball and golf and those kinds of things all his life. The father of Ella and the husband of Jen, he now calls home Southeast South Dakota. I think I might have said Southeast Nebraska. I meant Northeast Nebraska said that incorrectly. But Austin has been the GM of Big Frig for how long now?
Almost 6 months.
Okay. And things are going well.
Yeah, things are going well. It's an amazing company.
You know, over the commercial break, you mentioned the folks out at Landmand Golf Course. And you've played the track already.
I have, and what a place. First and foremost, to have that in the state of Nebraska, amazing. Or even in the Siouxland area. If you get a chance, get out there and check it out. But remember, when you get on that first tee, your heart's fluttering. Your ball might not do what you think it will, because it will take you to places you've never been. But it's an amazing track. And at the end of the day, the experiences you're going to get from that golf course, you'll never get anywhere else.
Fairways are beautiful. Oh. A mile wide. And the greens are gigantic.
Gigantic. I think I maybe had a 100-plus yard putt, I swear. I never hit a putter that far and probably should have used my driver. But amazing experience. And it just gets into those same stories that you enjoy on a golf course, but in life, and how to celebrate them.
You know, spoiler alert, each year the Chamber of Commerce at their annual dinner highlights the 4, 5, 6 top sports stories of the year. For example, last year, Morningside, again, going back a year, won the NAIA National Championship. The Musketeers won the Clark Cup, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's no doubt in my mind that Landman being ranked the number one public golf course in the nation by Sports Illustrated.
Amazing.
Is definitely going to be on that list.
15 minutes away.
So 6 months with Big Frig.
Absolutely.
For those who are not familiar with the company, tell us a little bit about your market and what you focus on.
Yeah, let's first go back to 2015-16. Brock Hutchison had this idea, and it was actually created from, hey, I got these tumblers, a customer ordered them, knew a guy that could laser them. Well, you get on there and you want to buy them, and you can't just buy 500 that you need or 1,000 that you need. You got to buy 4,000 or 5,000. So Brock's like, well, let's go ahead and buy 5,000. Well, he did it for a client, helped him out. We still had, 4,000 left to sell or get rid of. And everybody's like, ooh, you do this? Yeah, I guess so. So out of nature, Brock's like, let's create a business. Let's get a name. And that's where Big Frig came from. Big Friggin' Cup. Sounds awesome. And then got into tumblers. Or not tumblers, but coolers. So he took the tumbler, then went into the cooler, and then went also to the growlers. And so you got three unique products that are phenomenal, like cutting edge, top of the line, compete with the best. And we all know the best of your Yetis, your Orcas, your other lines like that. But here, this is celebrating the Midwest. And a lot of the great things that we do is we tell a story by putting your brand, your logo on our product. And we want to make sure that when it's in someone else's hand, that it tells that same story. Because we realized early, and Brock told me, like, what we do best is relationship building. That's that shake in the hand. Maybe that's that Midwest feeling, you know? And our product relates that. It helps carry on that story. Because so often, Chris, it feels like sometimes we don't tell the story like we should. We put it on our socials. But this is a unique product of very great quality that people help, or this product helps tell that story.
And it's not one product, but it's a bunch of products. It's tumblers, it's coolers, it's growlers. Am I forgetting anything in there?
Stickers. Don't forget we do stickers.
Yes. and here's the other thing. Coolers come in gigantic jumbo with wheels on them.
Oh, man.
And my wife is the proud owner of one of those. It was a gift for some event, birthday, I don't remember what it was, but she wanted a big cooler. And she takes it to our kids' swim meets, right? They load it up
awesome.
With ice, and then they load it up with beverages. And oftentimes, at events like this, they sell them. It's part of the mm-hmm. concession stand, so on and so forth. But that cooler is awesome.
Awesome.
I mean, stuff
Great.
Stays cold forever. Ice stays in there for days on end. But those wheels make it really convenient for transportation. But that's just one of the many, many products that you guys make.
Absolutely. And those coolers, they come all the way from a 10-quart, 20-quart, 45-quart, 70-quart, and even the big one had 75 quarts, and that one doesn't have wheels. But very unique product. Our base two colors are white and then a sand color. But the key is what we do best, and that's what we really got to remember, is what we do best is celebrating our customers.
Which is how you make those specific products for specific companies and customers, laser inscribed, labeled, et cetera.
Absolutely. You know, a growler, a simple drinkware that you can get anywhere. Go over to the Muskies game, you can buy one there that has their logo. Every player got it with their name on it and their number. They're going to have that forever.
So a lot of personalized gifts. And you guys have the unique ability to do that.
Absolutely. And at the best quality as well. And that's one of the biggest keys. Like, over the years, our director of operations really dialed into how to do it great. Instead of just kind of do it and do it where it lasts a year, this is going to last a long time. And you can go beat it up and go do it. It's going to keep your drink cold, your beverage hot, whatever you so choose. And you're going to be able to enjoy it and tell that story. And celebrate whatever you're celebrating, the hardworking man, woman, or all the efforts around you, the community. Remember that celebration is so important today.
Or celebrating that championship. I have one of your tumblers that celebrates the Sioux City Musketeers Clark Cup Championship from last year. Now,
awesome.
I should be using that tumbler, but instead I have it on display in my office because it's gorgeous. I mean, it's the artwork is really quite impressive.
That is great. I got to tell a story about a buddy in Norfolk, Nebraska. Cruz Custom Golf Cars, just a little plug for him. He got a custom-made tumbler for his business. We put club car on one side on a stainless steel tumbler. Calls me back and says, this isn't a cup. This isn't a tumbler. This is a trophy. And I was like, oh, how are you going to do this? And he's like, whoever buys a golf cart gets this. And I believe his first golf cart of the year got a free cooler. Club car, big frig, and it was awesome.
Yeah, nice promotion. And by way of reminder, Chris McGowan with the Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, visiting today with Austin Luth, the general manager of Big Frig. Big Frig located in North Sioux City, South Dakota, on the former Gateway campus.
Absolutely.
So very easy to find. You just came back from a gigantic convention. Tell us about it.
Oh, absolutely. Big Frig was out at SHOT Show. We took unique customized product out there, tumblers, growlers, coolers, and you won't believe the excitement for a South Dakota, but also Big Frig. People just came in, couldn't believe the prestige, the amazingness of the product that we created. And it created that same story. So we could celebrate our partners that we already work with that nobody knows about. Because it's tough to, you know, get excited sometimes and say, hey, we work with a 9-line apparel. Hey, we work with a Black Rifle custom coffee. Tough to explain that until you see the product. And then you see that and you're like, that's right out of North Sioux City, South Dakota? Absolutely.
And everybody in the firearms industry attends the SHOT Show in Vegas on an annual basis. It's huge.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. We have a podcast from Field to Plate with Jeremiah Dowdy. Came to the booth, did a podcast with Brock and Johnny Walrick. Amazing. He said, the product is phenomenal. I can't believe I haven't had it or seen it before or just didn't know about it. And it just tells us we got to do a better job celebrating our partners.
And that, of course, is the marketing that you have responsibility for. And so in the final 2 minutes that we have together today, Austin, tell us a little bit about the future of the company, the vision that you and Brock have for growing Big Frig right here in the Tri-State Metro, but nationally and beyond.
Yeah, the biggest thing is we are the small cooler company that can. We're Gumby, so to speak. We're flexible. We're adaptive. If you want it done some way, somehow, we're going to figure a way to get it done. And then we're going to tell that story better than anybody else. If it's your company that's been in your family for hundreds of years, 50 years, let's utilize this cooler, tumbler, growler to do that exact thing. And it's so awesome when you work with a Delta waterfowl and you see Big Frig and you celebrate a way of life. It's amazing. It really, truly is.
And for those who want to learn more, where can they find more information in person and online?
In person, obviously up there in North Sioux location.
And what are the hours in North Sioux City?
9 to 5.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And then obviously if you need something outside of those hours, just let us know. Or make accommodations.
And online?
BigFrig.com. And then we're on the socials, basically. You could say Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Connecting with Siouxland is our one of our initiatives for 2023. And the main reason is, because we have a lot of great partners sitting right by us and a lot of companies that survive whatever and are going to do great things.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest today has been Austin Luth, the general manager of Big Frig, located in North Sioux City, South Dakota. If you'd like to learn more, you can visit them online at bigfrig.com or swing by their location on the former Gateway campus in North Sioux, 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Austin, thanks for being our guest.
Chris, greatly appreciate it, and thank you, Siouxland.
We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday. Go out and make it a great weekend.